Aloha and welcome to the Hawaii Family Forum Triple F Podcast. Triple F stands for Faith, Family, and Freedom. Hawaii Family Forum has worked alongside the faith-based community in Hawaii since 1998. Join us today as we continue to work toward a Hawaii where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. Aloha, everybody. This is Eva Andrade. I'm the president of Hawaii Family Forum, and I know you have been waiting a full week to find out how that wonderful podcast last week ended with Francis Oda, who up until November of 2017 was the board chairman for Hawaii Family Forum, and now he is proudly the vice chairman of Hawaii Family Forum.
I like that better.
he likes doing that. So, Francis, last week we talked about all the positive things that Hawaii Family Forum has done in its 20 years. And I really liked how you took time to really explain to people that same-sex marriage was not, in fact, the issue that shaped and defined Hawaii Family Forum, that we've always been about the families. And even moving forward for the next 20 years, what do you see happening for Hawaii Family Forum? Well, before you answer that question, answer this quick one. As a pastor, what kind of services and resources has Hawaii Family Forum been for you in your church?
Well, for one thing, it's provided information, which is good information, technically good. And I know you have, and Kelly, everybody else who has been part of the communication part of Hawaii Family Forum has been very diligent about giving us good, correct information, not inflammatory, not emotional, none of that, but really good, solid, basic information. And this is where a focus on the family comes in, we have access to national and global information, research, data, through a focus on the family. Focus, we have a relationship with Focus where we are not part of their organization, but we are affiliated with their organization. And that affiliation has responsibilities on both sides. It began early in our history, and it is very much a part of who we are. But what it does is it multiplies every single effort. Let's take just a dollar. A dollar invested here in Hawaii through affiliations like that, as well as affiliation with the Catholic Church, multiplies that dollar tremendously in terms of its power to get information, its power to reach out, etc. And this is a good thing. This is a kingdom thing, you know? You plant something, you don't expect to get the same thing out. You expect multiplication. So it's that principle. So the development of the organization beyond this point, I think, I'm you know, really happy about it. I'm happy with you as the president, and you.
That's on tape, people.
Okay.
Whenever I'm feeling depressed, I'll
for the record. But really, I mean, you have been a stalwart, a warrior, but so gracious,
and godly.
Yes. You know, I mean, really, all these things. And now with Alan Cardenas, who used to work under you.
Yeah, I make a joke about this. We do a marriage banquet that we've done now for 3 years, and I made a joke about this at the last one, that at Hawaii Family Farm, you just never know what's coming. You could be here, and then next week you're there, but it doesn't matter because you're all part of this great team.
Amen. And this shows this servant's heart that you have, Alan has. Nobody cares who gets credit for what, because God gets the credit for everything. It's just, where can you serve best? And this has been your philosophy all the way through, you know? And you've served pretty much everywhere.
I've learned to stop making eye contact.
But Alan represents a new generation, and this is why I've personally been wanting to have this transition happen earlier, because every organization needs to refresh, needs to have new generations of people. And that doesn't mean that the ones who had been there before fall off the face of the earth. They continue to support. But the ones who are really active and pushing in the field and all of that need to be a younger generation. And Alan certainly is that person. And he's now reformed the board with people, new people, people who are really committed to the cause. And I think we have a great future. But in regard to the future, it's not so much that about the future of Hawaii Family Forum. It's about the need for an organization like the Hawaii Family Forum. And actually, I mean, it would be great if there were a number of organizations like the Hawaii Family Forum.
Well, we definitely should say that there are some groups out there that are doing similar work. Christian Coalition of Hawaii does some of this. I know that Leon Siu has a group, Christian Voice of Hawaii, Concerned Women for America, Hawaii. So we know that there are groups out there doing, and we definitely don't want to take away from the good work they're doing. In fact, one of the things we can be proud of here at Hawaii Family Forum is we've maintained that same integrity that Kelly did when she started the Hawaii's Partnership for Appropriate and Compassionate Care, HPAC. We maintain that to this day. There are many coalitions that Hawaii Family Forum has been a part of or even started because we know that here in Hawaii, it's relational.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because it's not one group that is going to influence Hawaii, especially in this legislative area, at all. It's going to be the community, and the community has to be represented by multiple groups. But really, ultimately, it's not about these groups. It's about the community. It's about the community rising up and consistently being heard, having a voice, and then being heard. And that's what these other organizations, as well as Hawaii Family Forum, are involved in, which is informing and then organizing the community. We are all so busy, and you asked me about being a pastor. I think, and I've heard this from pretty much every pastor, very few pastors have the desire or the time to really get into the nitty-gritty of a lot of this legislative stuff. How many bills are proposed every year in our legislature?
Every year, about 1,500 to 1,700.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, it takes me a couple of weeks in the early session to pour through all of that.
Right.
And you never know if you've caught them all because they could have, you know, as you well know, they could have one line in the bill that makes the entire bill problematic.
That's true.
So it's a lot of work. And we know if we have to focus 2 weeks of our time to get it done, there's no way we could expect a pastor to do that.
Yeah. And so the organization, Hawaii Family Forum, is a great organization to alert us as pastors to what the issues are, what bills are problematic, or what bills are worthy of support, and then give us the kind of bottom line on these bills because, you know, like I only look at emails that are one paragraph.
Well, pastors, you know, some people may not know this. Some may, but some may not. How many, on average, emails does a pastor get every day? And I know that it would be different based on pastors, but I want people to understand when they say, my pastor is not preaching on this issue, my pastor is not engaged on this issue, my pastor is not returning my emails or my text messages.
I don't know what the average pastor gets because I'm not an average pastor, you know, because I am chair of this organization. But I get about 150 emails, and that's after this very ferocious program that we have here at G70 edits the emails. And so probably I get about, because they show me what they take out, it's about probably 300 a day. And half of them are just vetted out immediately. So that's a lot. And, you know, none of us look at our lives as being focused on emails. It's like the email is simply information that allows us and causes us to do things. And so most pastors are really into doing things, you know. And it's not always only about pastors, because remember, the last week we talked about the initial board being all business leaders. There are large number of business leaders, business people, housewives, mothers, fathers, everyone else who are just as focused on these kinds of issues as we are. Remember Pono Choices, for example.
Yes.
So pastors represent a very important group within the Christian community, but not the they are not the universe by any means. But for a pastor, as maybe one of the touch points in the community, it's really important to have the issues identified so that then the pastor can tell other people, so that really other people take action, you know.
You know, you make a good point, because of course we want and encourage pastors to make contact with their elected officials. Of course we ask them to do that. But a pastor by him or herself cannot just be the one making the contact at the Capitol. So it the congregation needs to rise as well and to be active, and we want to help churches do that.
Absolutely. And in our church, there are, like I think in every church, those who are really compelled by God on certain issues. These are not political people per se, but on those kinds of issues, they really feel the Holy Spirit leading them to really get involved. So I know for ourselves, those people self-identify as we talk about these issues. As they self-identify, what information comes from Hawaii Family Forum empowers them then to organize our people to then effectively go and speak to legislators, for example. And there again, when you go into a legislative office, it's good to tell them that you are for or against a certain issue, and you're their constituent, hopefully, and you know, you should speak blessing upon them, you should pray for them, not against
them. Bring omiyage.
Yeah, bring a malasadas or something like that. These are things we actually teach people, right? This training program you have, we go to churches to train this. But the point there is that then they say, well, why are you against it? Or why are you for it? You got to come up with a reasonable answer to that. Otherwise, they'll just sort of dismiss you.
And have that relationship. And this is another thing we encourage. Have that relationship even before sessions so that they see you as a member of their community, not just as a crazy, wild-eyed banshee that comes into their office between January and May.
That's a good point. And another point is that at Hawaii Family Forum, we emphasize, do not use Christianese.
Yes.
So the information you get is not going to be couched in Christianese, because once you self-identify that way, it's not to say that they don't know you're a Christian, but if you start speaking, you know, in this Christianese, it's a turnoff. And all of us, all we have to do is remember what we were, how we felt before we were believers. You know, you just didn't want to hear.
You know that person that kept wanting you to be saved?
Yeah, exactly.
And they kept being in your life, and you kept thinking to yourself, I don't like this person. We become that person.
Yeah, and what we do is try to encourage people not to be that person.
Absolutely.
And just be a regular person, you know, but a loving person, a person who really wants the best for the community, but even for legislators that have views that are opposite from our views. And last week we talked about how Kelly Rosati, early executive director, was so successful in that. She conveyed that. That set a standard in a way for us that we've, I think, tried to maintain.
That's how you know you're a Rosatiite. you know, when you have that grace, you know, that Kelly does. You know, in these last few minutes, Francis, I want to just, we have a great event that's coming up in July. It's our 20th anniversary celebration at the Poma'ika'i Ballrooms. It's July 14th, and there's more information on our website. But I want to give quickly a shout out to some of the pastors and churches that were involved in Hawaii Family Forum in the very beginning.
Sure.
There was Pastor Art Sepulveda and Pastor Kuna Sepulveda from Word of Life. There was Rick Irons, Pastor Rick Laser, mm-hmm. Pastor Jeff Yamashita, mm-hmm. Mark Alexander with the Roman Catholic Church, yourself, of course, with New Life back in those days?
New Life Church.
There was, help me remember.
Kaimuki Christian.
Oh, yes, Pastor Ron Arnold.
Ron, yeah.
Yes.
Well, over the time, Pastor Cal Chinan.
First Assembly of God Radio, Pastor Clayton Cole
was
phenomenal.
A huge consistent supporter.
With Pastor George Nagato prior
yes,
to him was also
who was
very
head of
active.
The Assemblies of God denomination here in Hawaii.
Yeah, Pastor John Zimmerman from the Missionary Church, correct? And so, trust me, I don't want to forget any pastors. There's been a lot of pastors. And so what I'm going to do is on this link on the website, I'm going to go ahead and do a big mahalo shout out to those pastors.
Good.
But
Good.
We've got some pastors that are listening right now, Pastor Francis, and they're saying, you know what, I might be interested in becoming a part of this team. Give them a little bit of a shout out on how they can partner with Hawaii Family Forum.
Well,
or why should they?
Why, yeah. I think if you have a concern for families, which categorically every pastor does have concern for families here in Hawaii, the families are so impacted by social dynamics here, especially legislative things, laws that affect us, but also social service things that we deal with also. All of these things that are so impactful and yet a little bit beyond the edge of your focus. Hawaii Family Forum is a great organization to then bring it into focus without spending huge amounts of time trying to understand what's happening in our society. We cannot cocoon our people. And as much as, you know, there is this focus in the four walls, and you try to do the best you can as a pastor to train up your people to live good lives. Unfortunately, they are subject to a lot of these laws and acts that are far beyond them, which are governmental. And these are not just laws. Sometimes we're dealing with programs that come out of the government. But if you're interested in that and concerned about that, then Hawaii Family Forum is a very, very good organization to be a source of good information and also like-minded people that you can then ally with, because none of us want to be a Don Quixote just, you know, crusading on our own, right? That's foolish and that's not effective. But we want to be in a team that is very dedicated and focused and moving forward, not in one-shot deals, but consistently. And this is the thing about Hawaii Family Forum, I believe. We've been in the field now for almost 20 years.
We know this because when we go down to the legislature now, they look and they go, oh Lord, here they come. Normally when they come into our office, it means our phone's going to start ringing and we're going to get emails.
Yeah, well, I think, but many of the legislators actually welcome you when you get there, because you're there not to condemn them or rail
Absolutely
against them
not.
Or anything. You're there to provide information to them.
In fact, to be honest, and because, you know, you are a longtime boss of mine, you know, sometimes I get flack from people saying that I'm not Christian enough when I'm testifying, that I'm not there quoting scriptures and all of that. And they don't understand that when we're there, of course, we're always wearing Jesus like a garment. I mean, I'm always going to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm always going to be reflective of His grace and love. But I'm there at the Capitol to represent a bad or good law that is being discussed. And that's what we focus on. And that's what we want to teach people to do.
Exactly. And to be effective.
And to be effective.
Know. Yeah.
And where they begin to trust you, where they can begin to ask. And it is, we've worked long and hard to do that.
And we've had situations now over the 20 years, probably numerous situations where we have allied with people that prior to this on another law, we were opposed to. And we've had legislators reach out, literally reach out to us, who normally are on the other side of the fence.
They really do.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when they're making that phone call, they are probably second-guessing themselves, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something that we intend to maintain here in the community for the next 20 years, is this good relationship.
Right.
No matter what happens at the legislature, because we don't always have control over what gets passed, but we will do our best to fight for what's right, to fight for family, faith, and freedom in this beautiful state
Amen.
Of Hawaii.
Amen.
What is, as we end this this wonderful 2 weeks that we've had to speak, what is a good scripture that you like to share with people who might be contemplating some kind of activism? Do you have one?
Bless, no blast.
Is that the scripture according to Alan?
Yeah, according to Alan Cardenas. And we'll make t-shirts or something. But this is so profound. You know, scripture says, bless those who curse you, right? That has been our one of our motivating and one of the rails that has kept us, I think, in this relational thing with legislators, being effective, and representing Christ. Our objective is always to bless, not to blast people. That's Jesus' objective. And as we do that, it strengthens the relationships we have here in Hawaii with everyone, including legislators, but especially in families. This is a scripture that in families, husbands and wives, children with parents, or everyone, if we follow that scripture, a lot we could probably disband.
That's right. Maybe that's something we should do. That as our mission statement, our vision statement. Dear listeners, we appreciate that you've hung in with us for two podcasts. And Francis, it's been really awesome to go back and relive some of these good memories. And we'll do some podcasts in the future on where Hawaii Family Forum is yet to go, because we have a lot of things to do. But let me end with this. This is the scripture of Hawaii Family Forum, which is Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of you but to love justice and to do mercy and to walk humbly with your God? Thanks for being with us today. Mahalo and God bless. Aloha, this is Eva Andrade, president of Hawaii Family Forum, and we are pleased that you were able to join us on this weekly Triple F podcast. We hope you'll join us next week. Take care and God bless.